Last time on No Latency.
Feel just a little bit better.
Do you want to take a vacation?
Make some pina coladas.
A pina colada would be so nice.
No, the skeleton. We need the skeleton.
For Domino. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have to run the CADs anyway.
So we gotta go to the CADs office.
We get the relic chip. Sorry, Abbott.
All right.
And then we go down, we run the CADs, and then we leave.
Oh, grip it and rip it, my guy.
Yeah, we're going down, down.
May we have your relic chip, please?
I think it'll fit in the case.
At this point, they're already dead.
Oh, don't go in there.
Okay.
Green one, that means you start and I end.
I'm the beginning and you are the end of all things. You got it.
Y'all hear that?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Yuck.
I'm gonna try something real quick. I know Ione, you told me not to do this.
You're about to cause a lot of anguish, but let's go.
Oh gosh, these poor people. Okay, well, they're really helping a good cause. I'm gonna shoot.
Vivi locks both of her hands on the firing mechanism and with a sorry push, pulls the trigger. Roll whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, I'm looking
at... I would roll high. There is a decent DV for this fight.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think what I can roll here.
Medical tech.
When in doubt, medical tech.
If you think about it, it's like a scalpel.
I mean, you have to use laser scalpels, right?
It's true. It's true.
Just a big laser scalpel.
It's a great argument.
21. Holy shit. So you're sitting there, Vivi, and I need you to roll me 2d6.
Oh, no.
That is not the damage.
It's the mental damage I'm going to take for...
And as you're firing this laser, you watch that percentage go down by 11%.
Sure. Oh my gosh.
We need that.
So by not trying to meter your power at all, a regular shot is 2d6. It does a lot of damage. That's 5d6 damage, which is a lot of damage.
That's a lot of damage.
22 damage. You watch it rip through the bodies of these creatures in a huge round ball of fire, which dissipates and flashes through the air as they collapse to the floor and die. I'll vocode that. That'll be good.
Holy shit! That's a big laser!
Yeah. It works.
How much battery have we got left?
81%.
98 minus 11 is...
87.
87. We're at 87%.
Okay. As we move to Vendel's turn.
Ione, what do I do?
I suppose shoot them.
Okay. The one's on the left or the right?
The one's below Jeb.
Okay.
And Vendel moves to the side. And what do they do to these creatures?
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. 17.
Oh, shit. I should have moved closer.
They needed to roll a 20, and they very much missed their first shot.
Fuck! Oh, okay, shit. Do I have a grenade or anything? There's four of them.
Okay, hold on. We moved you a little bit closer, Vendel.
I have a laser.
I have a laser.
I mean, just start shooting.
Let me check my inventory. Nope.
Fuck. I swear I stole one from Jeb when we went down. Fuck.
Well, if you did, you didn't write it down, Vendel.
I don't write things down. Okay, let me shoot again. Bang, bang, like Jeb says, bang.
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 Wait.
Bang.
Hey, Jeb, are you wearing that Christmas gift I got you?
Oh, shit, it broke. Fuck.
And Vendel now has to spend the rest of their movement fixing their gun that just jammed.
Motherfucking piece of shit. Oh, this is what you get for buying Corpo. Piece of shit.
Jeb, are you wearing that jacket that I made you for Christmas?
Yeah, the nice one. The one with the...
The one that's got the popped-up collar and the studs on the sides that are grenades?
What? Wait a minute. The studs on the sides are grenades?
Yeah.
The sea creatures move more into the space. Their wet footsteps and their whipped tongues flash and spit water across the room. And it's Iona's turn.
That's kind of hot.
I would like to use my bureaucracy skills to instruct Jeb to do the next step of the fabrication.
Ooh, nice. By doing so, you free up his turn for combat.
Great. Doodaloo. Roll for bureaucracy.
You roll 22. In the midst of the fight, there's a little noise you hear of a conveyor belt moving, and you spy the pieces coming out of Retro's machine and spilling into the next one in front of Jeb. Jeb is not paying attention.
Jeb.
I mean, have you seen these things?
Jeb, turn your key now.
What? Now?
Now.
Turn.
Put the key. It's stumbling.
And there's a very satisfying click, Jeb. It feels like a really good gun.
Oh, the machine starts
Set the area for the welds and put all the pieces in the right place and do some wiring. And you watch it do the robot arm stuff behind the glass in front of you, and it's really cool.
Wow. That's really cool.
This, however, is a gift from Iona, who gave you their turn in order to move the fabrication forward. Instead of using your turn to do this, you now can fight.
Great, because these things look kind of scary, so I'm going to start popping them off.
They're closer to me, Jeb. Please save my butt.
Oh, no, I mean, considering that the angle of the gun just has to turn about, oh, I don't know, what'd you say, 45 degrees down to get these other ones, I'm going to go to the, as far as I can, which I believe is probably about there, and take a few shots. They're kind of far away, Vandale, but I'm going to do my best. Bye-bye.
Wait, no. I'd like to point out that you just had a whole conversation about how there are grenades attached to your jacket.
That's right.
No, you forgot.
Wait. No, because I have an idea that this is going to be silly.
Okay.
So these things are grenades on my jacket?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And Jeb takes off his jacket and throws the jacket towards them, and then tries to shoot the grenades that are embedded in the jacket.
Oh my god. So, wow. Jeb, in the most Batman way ever, you take your jacket off and you frisbee it forwards towards these beasts that are pouring out of the water near Vendel. And as it's about to land between them, you shoot it midair with a 27, causing just your jacket 8 damage, which is enough to set off one of those grenades and set off a chain reaction to basically vaporize all 4 of the beasts coming out of that particular area. Kablammo.
Holy shit!
And Vendel instinctively takes a step back.
Fuck!
Oh, man. Can you imagine if I got shot back there? Could have blown up. Good thing I can dodge those bullets like they ain't nothing.
That was my Christmas gift.
I know, and it came in a hell of a handy.
Retro, it is now your turn. And you're now, like, you know.
Are you in the other room?
Yeah, I haven't left. Yes. I was on the machine. I'm just watching this all at the window, like, what the fuck's going on out here? What the fuck's that?
It's your turn. You're watching everyone fight for their lives.
All right, well, 1, 2, 3, open door. 4, 5, 6, I'm not even at the other door.
Yeah, you can see through the door, though. You could run for double your movement.
Could. All right. I'm gonna run. I'm coming, Bobby.
I'm coming, Bobby.
What the fuck is all this on the ground? And why are they glowing?
What the hell are these things?
They're radioactive. Do not touch them.
Don't gotta tell me twice. Just like, you know, people destroy your handmade items you make for them for the Christmas gifts.
Says Retro as more beasts appear to the east.
More?
more.
Holy shit, they just keep coming!
I think the only person who can see them right now is Iona.
Shit, more just appeared from the east.
They're coming from the east, my lord. What should we do?
Didi?
Well, it's time to move to the east.
You can't see the ones to the east where you are.
Yeah, I guess I can't.
You should probably shoot the ones directly south of you.
Yes, I think I will.
With the big laser that you're straddling! This fight's actually kind of fun! I hope we all make it out alive.
But is the laser, would you say, average-sized?
No, it's fucking huge. It's a girthy motherfucker. It's huge.
It's
40 feet long.
Look quite girthy.
40 to 45 feet long. It's long.
I begin to move the direction of the laser south to the four to the south of me. And I expend more power on this laser and fire.
Do you use the same amount of power as before? Do you meter it down? Or do you meter it down? Because you have the choice of doing like a half shot.
Just use the same amount, you're fine.
Yeah, I'm going to use the same amount and just get rid of all of them. Goodbye.
22, yes. The laser fires off. Oh, look at that. So only 3% goes down for this shot.
Hell yeah.
But it still lets out the same amount of power. Flying forward, causing 5d6 damage to these beasts in a cluster. That's 13 damage.
That's a bad roll.
13 damage. It only manages to kill 3 of them. And there's still one standing. But the others kind of scream.
I mean, maybe you did shoot the whoop on that one.
I did.
Yeah. You make me want
to
shoot.
And in order to get it ready for the next charge, you recognize it needs another charge to fire again. So you can use your movement to pull the big lever that does the big ka-chunk-chunk and makes it charge like a defibrillator.
I got
or you can get off the gun. My point is, if you want to leave the gun, somebody has to use their movement to charge it, essentially.
I'll stay on the gun.
All right, so you use your movement, and you use your right arm, and you pull this big lever. And it feels dope. This machine under you hums, and you feel invincible.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I am invincible.
Yeah, you are, Phoebe. I'm gonna fuck up that one that you missed, even though you're invincible.
Thank you, Vendel.
You got it.
1, 2, 3. All right, Vendel, fuck it up. Fuck it up.
Fuck it up. Fuck it up to the
temple. Fuck it up.
And they shoot, right? Yeah.
Bang.
17. Aha! That hits. Fuck you. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Shit.
What the?
I'm too far away.
Bang! Better?
22! That hits! Fuck you!
This bullet rips through the rest of this alligator's flesh. It passes through one of the eyes and you see it fall to the ground.
Oh, God! Why is everything down here so gross?
I mean, something, haven't discovered all of the depths of the ocean, something.
Man wasn't meant to test the forces of nature and God and...
More of these beasts.
More?
A pair.
God fucking damn it, stop it. It never ends.
My name is Johnny. And I'm the host, executive producer, and Prince of Lies for the Monsters Playbook. What's the Monsters Playbook? It's an actual play Monster of the Week podcast set in my hometown of Minneapolis, Minnesota, where no monster can hurt you as badly as you can hurt yourself. It's a character-focused adventure where you'll meet Kira Ashwood, a journalist with a cult past she's desperate to atone for, and a secret power hidden even from herself. Casey Davis, a taciturn secret agent becoming disillusioned with the agency she thought she could trust. Theo Nessos, a professional sorceress trying to escape the shadow of her powerful magical family. And Mark Clayton, a pretty haunted introvert who just wants to make sense of his powers and all the weird things that keep happening to him. This is a show where danger could just as easily come from an otherworldly threat as from the fragile emotions that anchor our characters and bind them together. If you like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, The Dresden Files, or any city-set supernatural story with monstrous threats and messy feelings, check out The Monsters Playbook. New episodes every other Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
We just need to finish the process,
says Jeb as his stage finishes.
All right.
Oh, it's done.
Next one.
Vivi, turn around. It's time for you to go.
Got it.
Meow. Oh, yeah, maybe.
Bureaucracy, 23 crit, plus 9.
I feel...
bureaucratic.
Do you feel well supported by your management team?
Yes. Yes.
Whoa.
Well.
Anyway, so the laser turns around, and Iona, as they called out to you with their crit, they managed to slide across the room and help push it to turn it. So you're here. The laser lines up, and you come to this realization, Vivi. You're now facing the wrong way. You have to fire this laser into this chamber to solder these pieces together. But that means that on your next fire, you can't shoot the beasts.
No.
Because you need it for construction.
Yes. That's fine.
Well... I mean, I think the only thing to do is to run. I guess I can't go past these guys. I don't know. You know, I just threw away my armor.
No, you threw away a waistcoat. You didn't throw away your armor.
Okay.
It's still a nice waistcoat, though.
Also, Jeb, I can't even argue with that as a GM. I couldn't be a shitty GM and argue that because your leather duster and the thing Retro gave you are separate items. So I can't bullshit that.
I mean, great. I'll take it. Listen, I'm here for it.
I mean, I guess I just got to run over here and start blasting. I mean, they're kind of far away, but I could do my best.
Bye-bye.
You shoot two bullets into the water, and you take out two of these beasts.
Whew.
With your shots, you see their blood seep into the water around them.
Nice shot, Jeb.
Well, thanks. Honestly, I'm quite impressed myself.
Okay. Do I fight or do I do what Retro does and fix shit? There isn't anything that needs to get fixed, right?
Not right now.
All right. Well, Jeb looks like they got a hold of whatever creatures are coming out of this hole of...
I mean, yeah, maybe.
Unsea-like hell. I'll just mosey on about my movement to here. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I can go there. I don't see any other enemies, so I guess I'll have to hold my turn in case something comes at me.
Which of the three sub-bays do you want to point your gun at? And if you see a creature, you can shoot it when it appears.
Well, Jeb's got this one. I'm going to go to two. I'm going to aim at two.
Right, you ready your weapon. What weapon do you ready? Decide now.
It's going to be my skeleton key, because I'm going to unlock their soul from this earth.
Is that rockets?
No, that's just my rifle.
Okay.
We called it skeleton key because I blew the door out.
And some of the creatures move forward to the edge of the third sub-bay, cresting at the doorway and looking on towards Iona and Vivi. Iona, you're standing next to the laser, and you look at Vivi as it's fully charged.
It's time to fire. So I'm going to shoot.
Sounds good. Roll anything.
I rolled a medical tech.
Oh, you rolled med tech. All right. I was. What'd you roll? What was that? You rolled an 8. Okay, good. Yes, that is enough. You're sitting on the laser. You can see it's pointed towards this convex glass lens. You can see the parts arranged very carefully by holding clamps. And the laser, as you fire it, takes control of the aiming and very, very precisely and carefully starts laser welding these things together really quickly. It takes about 6 seconds to do this, which is the entirety of your turn. But it's really fun. Have you ever played that Mario Party game where you have to draw the line?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's accurate.
And it's Vendel's turn.
There's still two in bay one.
Go ahead and move over a little bit, not inside the radiation ring.
I'll hold them off for as long as I can.
Don't worry, they've got you, Jeb. Bang.
23! Fuck yeah!
Causing 14 damage, they take out one of the beasts in the water.
Yeah.
And there's just one left.
Bang. Probably not enough.
18. Not enough. Misses. The beast takes the opportunity to move forward too.
Oh, fuck! Oh, shit, I made the move. Shit.
Shoot.
Retro?
No.
You see beasts crest onto the surface of Bay 2.
Oh, if I was gonna be Uzi, I'm gonna make them cuties. Let's go.
And you pull the trigger.
Oh, God.
Your first shot misses entirely. You hit one of the beasts that's already dead, and parts of its body splat across the ground. And it's just gross.
Oops.
Oh, no, I miss.
You know what? That's on me. It's my fault. I didn't clean the rifling. I should have been cleaning the rifling. Oops.
Oh shit, that only shoots once, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, fuck. Damn it.
And the beast comes out of the water in Bay 1 towards Jeb and Bendel.
Oh shit.
And it's Iona's turn.
Is Vivi's gun done?
Almost.
Can I run all the way back to my station, the cooling station?
I guess.
Is that action and movement, or is that bonus action and movement?
Your movement away from that place.
Okay. All right. I am just, while keeping an eye on all of the bays, because I can see that there is a group of four coming out of bay number three, a group of four coming out of bay number two, and I can see one cresting bay number one. I am going to just, with my back to the machine, ready the key to turn, and then as soon as I see that Vivi has finished firing the laser, I'm going to start the cooling process.
Awesome. So you're essentially overwatching for crafting.
Correct.
Right, you stand in front of the machine with the chip ready to go in the slot. Jeb?
I mean, there's one left, so it's time to start blasting. Bang. Bang.
You shoot out both of its eyes with a 27 and a 25, and it falls to the ground in one of the coolest kills you've had in a good month.
Man, that was so cool. I feel like that was one of the best kills of the month.
The crocodile eyes. It's like snake eyes, but way cooler and more Jeb-like.
Bang! Oh! You know, I gotta say, as much as I kinda, you know, was poo-pooing the whole killing thing, I really don't mind their radioactive crocodiles. Don't mind at all.
Alligators, Jeb.
Are they?
There are no crocodile tears that'll be given today. Retro's gonna move to get a better shot. All right, I'm not gonna miss this time. This time, I'm not gonna fucking get a crit fail on something that fucking... Oh my god, I couldn't believe when I checked the fucking damage on that. That was 3 sixes. I was like, oh, fuck me. God. All right. Bang.
Man.
Another crit fail. Your gun
Damn.
Shoots wide. You blow open another one of the dead bodies, missing entirely.
Retro, shoot at the ones that are alive.
I don't know what to say, except you're welcome.
Are you double tapping? I don't understand why we're thanking you.
I can only shoot once, and I can't do anything right now. The fucking dice hate me right now. I got too punny, and now I'm being punished.
Yep.
Punished.
Fuck!
And Retro is now shouting and cursing at his own gun. Vivi, as Retro finishes shouting at his own weapon, your laser finishes its last weld, and you're facing the wrong way. There are four alligators coming towards you from behind you.
Yeah. So I don't have to, like, man the gun as it's finishing, right? I can...
The gun's finished.
I'll demount and about face, and I will take a shot at some of the ones south of me. You know? Let's just...
I thought you were just going to use the laser again, but this is also cool.
Oh, if I'm able to...
You 100% could. Because you're sitting in this chair and you can kind of do that Star Wars thing where you're like...
Okay, yep. Then I will about face the entire laser to the south now that it's finished. And
retro roll evasion.
Oh, watch out, retro.
Fuck. Where is it? Where the fuck is it? I can't. I'm evading my own evasion here.
15. Yes, that's enough. You duck the barrel. You almost got thrown towards alligators. You duck the barrel. Vivi, you watch retro limbo the barrel.
Oh god. Oh, my spine's out of alignment. Oh shit. Oh shit.
You point it towards these four creatures.
We'll fix that later.
I'm gonna see.
And I'm going to. One moment. Roll again.
6% goes down on the meter, and you fire this laser again. And in total, with the crafting and this shot, there is 12% more removed. These three creatures are vaporized by this laser. It is incredible. You swear this time, as you fire it, you can hear screaming as the laser fires, as you feel the souls of these people in this facility shrivel up and die.
That's cool shot. Why are you making that face?
I just felt the souls
of a thousand people cry out at once.
I felt the souls of a thousand people cry out and then suddenly vanish.
And it's Vendel's turn.
Wow, that's really profound. you're muted, honey. I mean, shit, sorry.
Mummy? Are you my mummy?
Mummy?
Because Vivi's thing is finished, may Iona start the thing? Because they held their action.
Because you held your action, it's now time for the final stage of fabrication, and the hot pieces move into the cooling tube. You insert the chip, and it starts to do its magic.
Clunk. I just wanted to get that going. Okay. Vendel's going to move toward... these fellows over here, the ones that just came out of Bay 3.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 25 is way too far to shoot, but you know what? Let's have some fun.
Do you want to use any luck? Oh, Vendel.
Vendel don't have luck?
I don't think so. Did you give Vendel luck?
Vendel have 2 luck.
Oh.
Vendel have 2 luck.
Vendel have 2
luck. Take it. Have fun. 2 luck.
All right, shoot.
Bang. No luck.
19. Not enough.
No
the
luck.
Bullet
work.
Goes wide.
No luck.
Fuck. I've got another shot. Sideways shot. Like a gangster.
Make it cool, Vendel.
Fuck you. That was not enough. Fuck.
0 luck.
Yeah. So the creatures move.
Don't come near me.
And it's Iona's turn.
Bang, Iona, bang.
As you're standing there, a creature takes a few steps toward you, and behind you, you hear the machine finish, because it is your turn. And a box is produced at the window, waiting to be taken. The hum from the machine stops. And now the only noise you really hear is the weird... underwater noise that you've got used to and the noise of these beasts.
Squelchy. I'm going to take my flame gun.
Yeah.
And set this bitch on fire. Bang. Yes.
23! Nay.
I'm glad I did a lot of damage to fire.
They do not resist the fire because I just rolled a 4. And you watch this beast. You watch this beast set itself on fire. It loses a little bit of health, but moreover, you've distracted it from attacking you, and it takes a step back. It is at this moment.
All right, can we grab the package and get the hell out of here?
Pirate should be coming into this room.
He's coming in with the gators?
Yeah, I suppose.
Put the gears.
Okay.
Well, who's guiding him in?
The GM. The GM is guiding him in.
It is at this moment that one of you gets a... Who's a... Yeah, Iona, you get a call.
Yar, there's lots of fucking scary glowy things out here.
We know. Just
Which
come
bay
into
is
the bay.
Safest?
Three.
Three?
Wait, let me check. I can't see this one. Hold on, let me view. One. Bay one.
And as you say bay one, the large underwater vehicle crests into the water.
I'm taking a bit of damage getting down here, so we should get the fuck out.
All right, I need help with the box, and we need to get out.
All right, well, get the box and let's go.
I need help with the box. It is quite heavy.
Well, maybe if you didn't skip gym day, it wouldn't be so heavy.
Do you know how many times I've been shot in the shoulder? Do you know how hard it is to rehabilitate after that?
That's very true. It is hard to rehabilitate.
Yeah. You know what happens when you get shot in the head and you have to get something else to replace your head?
Yeah, but your head isn't lifting a fucking box. Well, it is
now.
It's
a box!
Actually, it kind of is a box. Yeah, it is. So.
All right, let's help Iona and lift this thing and get out of here.
Jeb, stop staring at that wall!
Jeb, could you cover fire, please?
Yeah, I got you.
Jeb, you start firing wildly, like you're in a Looney Tunes cartoon. You burn around about 10 ammo in the process, and...
Oh, God!
Iona...
This is really heavy on my side. I'm not even doing anything.
Across the room towards
we have
bay
to
one.
Evenly... distribute the weight.
What? We need a fourth. Vendel!
God!
I'm coming.
Vendel helps, and you load it onto the sub.
All right, we got all our stuff. Jeb, stop firing wildly.
What?
Stop firing wildly. Also, you don't need to make sound effects when you shoot a real gun. Jeb, we're getting the fuck out of here.
Let's go.
I'm behind you.
Oh, my back.
You're going the wrong way. It's this way.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't see them.
You lost, Jeb?
Jeb, you trail behind them. You jump into the sub with the rest and the box. And Iona, you're ready to call Abbott.
I dial 4774. 123, because that is Abbott's extension.
Do you have what you need?
We do. The frame is on the vehicle. We are all leaving Bay 1.
Oh, good. You left me more than 40% power. The cards would have been difficult without that. Good luck.
It's a good
thank
day.
You.
Good luck.
I really hope the afterlife is less shitty than this.
It will be.
Yeesh.
Thank you.
Try not to miss me too much.
And it cuts out.
Who are you?
And then you hear a klaxon. There is a noise.
Cats activated. Cats activated. Cats activated. 30 seconds till cats activation.
Pirate, we're going to need to go now.
Like,
why
right
are we
now?
Still here?
Hang out right here and look at these fucking alligators. I'm obviously joking.
No.
And he pulls the ship out of the area and you speed off into the water. You can hear alligators groaning in the water as he zooms out into the depths and you make your way back towards Night City.
Oh, fucking, my back hurts so much. Phoebe blew my back out again.
A what?
I can fix that.
Next time on No Latency.
All I smell is... the sea.
You do smell like salt.
Also that. I can be both.
Keeps us honest, you know?
That was quite something we just went through.
Yes, very dangerous.
I'm just fine living the rest of my life on dry land.
Oh, hey, Ping.
Ping.
Thank you, Ping.
Strawberry sounds good.
Just a ginger ale would be lovely.
Do we not get the... I thought we got the bioskin.
Health and wellness checkups that we do after every big mission.
Yeah, holding that laser down wasn't easy.
I got a little hurt.
I didn't lose any HP.
Minor damage. Easy to fix pretty quickly.
Go ahead, turn it on.
We tuned in just in time.
Yeah, none of us really have a corporate inn somewhere.
That's so weird. I wish we did.
Iona, how's your casino doing?
We could go.
So are we going to go get this thing? Or
Yeah, we're going to go get the thing. But like, what are we doing tonight?
That might be a fun night off thing to do.
Maybe blowing off a little bit of steam might be a good idea.
Let's go to the casino.
Thank you for joining us on our adventure once again here at No Latency. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at No Latency Pod. Check out our website at nolatencypodcast.com. And if you'd like to support us further, we have a Patreon. Get exclusive content, spin-offs, bonus episodes, bloopers, ad-free episodes, and so much more, with weekly content to say thank you to our supporters and even spice up your own Cyberpunk Red games at home. No matter what level your support, thank you again so much for listening. We literally couldn't do this without you. And of course, we'll see you next time in Night City. Thanks for listening, Jim.